Well, we thank you for being with us on this Friday morning. On the second and fourth Friday of each month, we talk with our friends from Ennis Regional Medical Center, and we're glad to have a couple of representatives join us today. Billy Tay is the president of the ERMC Auxiliary, and also we have Pastor Daryl Nelson, who is the head of the chaplaincy program. We thank both of you for being with us this morning. And Miss Billy, ladies first, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about what you do and working with the auxiliary there at ERMC.
Okay, we have a gift shop, of course, that five of us work during the week. We're open from 9. Some of them go to work a little early, but we're open from 9 to 4. I do the shopping, most of the buying for it, and keep it going, and the rest of them, it's just fun, and we keep the hospital in popcorn and cold drinks and candy, of course, but we just have our women come in, and some of our volunteers work the ER, some work with patients, some did work with the cafeteria at one time, but they kind of stopped that program, I think. But we just try to keep busy.
Now, you're a young lady, but how long have you been working with the auxiliary there at ERMC?
I joined actually about 16 years ago, and I really didn't want to get too involved. I just wanted to work the gift shop. But after this one retired, I took her job, and after the other one retired, I took her job, and I've just been, ever since, been doing it.
You were in the right place at the right time every time, weren't you?
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit, too, Billy, about how important the auxiliary program is for ERMC. I know that with educational programs and equipment and all types of ways that you guys raise funds to better that facility.
We do. We offer scholarships for anyone that wants to be in the medical profession. We pay for 2 years tuition, or so much for per year. They have to guarantee that they'll work 2 years after they get out of school. But we've had several. We just had one that's going to graduate this year. But we've done several over the years. And the money that we make with the gift shop, we usually ask each department to give us their want list, and we furnish 2 gifts a year for certain departments, and we do that every year, and that's about it.
Well, that's a lot. That's a very important to the operation of what's going on, and I'm such a big believer in groups and organizations working towards scholarships, because after all, we've got to have our young people continuing their education and to pick up and carry on. So that's such a worthwhile effort, too, and that's why I know these auxiliary units are so important to the hospitals they serve. That's for certain. Well, Pastor Daryl Nelson, I always think that pastors and clergymen who work in a hospital chaplaincy program, that just always seems like it would be a difficult job, because more often than not always, but you're dealing with folks who are in times of stress and there's some trauma in their lives. And talk about how you got involved in that and how long you've been with the chaplaincy program there at ERMC.
We actually started the chaplaincy program probably about 11 or so years ago. They were still in the old building when we first started, and there was probably about 3 or 4 of the ministers that were involved at that particular time. And now then we've increased. We have pastors and ministers. Also, we have laypersons in their congregations that participate in that. And so it's just been a great a program, an opportunity for ministry. And you referred to it being a difficult time for the patients. That's certainly one of our purposes for being there. It's come alongside the patients and just help be a source of hope and encouragement to them, and let them know that we're there, certainly if there's anything that we can do to come alongside them.
It's so important. I mean, most of our folks listening, and I know all of us probably at one time or another have been with a loved one that's in the hospital, and And whether it's the passing of a loved one or somebody who's seriously ill, that have that comfort and to be able to. And several times I know that people will ask for a chaplain, and to know that you can fill that role has to. I know it falls right in line with the ministry you're doing anyway, right?
Yes, it does. And the way we have the program set up, the chaplains are expected to serve a week at a time. And since we have about 13 chaplains on the program, then, of course, only about once a quarter or so they're expected to serve that week. And during that week, we like for them to be on a 24-hour call, kind of a situation when emergencies do arise. Sometimes that's in the middle of the night. And but there are, like you said, different kinds of situations that come up, certainly deaths in families and, you know, accidents, you know, trauma situations, and some of those things. And it just gives us the opportunity to come alongside and minister to the family and just be a source of encouragement for them, because sometimes it's a very difficult situation.
If you're putting the pieces together, maybe you understand that we have Billy Tay with the auxiliary and Pastor Daryl Nelson with the chaplaincy program. The theme of that, of course, is we're talking about Volunteer Appreciation Month, which has been running all throughout the month of April. And so we got two of the folks that are part of what are the volunteer programs at ERMC. Billy, tell us a little bit about overall just the general scope of the volunteer programs. How important are those to the hospital?
Well, we try to help out with there's a lot of patients. We have women that go down and pass out magazines, and if they need something, they'll run back to the gift shop and pick it up, or, you know, something to drink or whatever. We have two or three that work the ER that help change the bedding. If they're really busy, they change the bedding, and they do different things to help the doctors or the nurses out, so they won't have to just do every little thing, that they have somebody that can do it for them and take a wheelchair and, you know, take patients in and out. And we do quite a bit like that. And
just do what you need to do when you're called upon to do it.
Yeah, and if the girl's busy at the entry, we have somebody usually sits up there to take her place and tell people where they can go, what room to go to, and where they need to go to certain things to have test run or whatever. So,
Pastor Daryl, I know you talked a little specifically about some of the obligations for people who are in the chaplaincy program, but overall, maybe somebody listening thinks, you know, I have some time. I could be a volunteer and be used where they would like for me to use. What are some of the requirements to volunteer in the programs at ERMC?
Perhaps one of the main requirements is that they come in under the covering of a pastor. And so when someone inquires about serving as a chaplain, one of the things that I do is follow up and converse with their pastor and see what their relationship in the church is like, and see if I can just glean a little more information about them from the pastor. And so we begin there, and then, of course, they need to connect with the human resources department at the hospital. And so there's a few requirements that are expected there. And, of course, they get their picture and get a badge. You know, we do try to hold each other accountable, and so we want certainly a proper demeanor in the patient's rooms and some of those kind of things. And so we just try to be cautious of the persons that come on board. But certainly we are welcoming to those that would like to be a part of this great ministry.
And that's what it is a ministry that's in place, and there is a screening process of sorts that is in place as well. But they want to make sure they've got the best folks to be participating. And 972-875-0900, if you're listening and you think you would be interested, there's a number you could call, 972-875-0900. And you, too, would be working with wonderful volunteers like Billy Tay, the president of the ERMC Auxiliary, and Pastor Daryl Nelson, who is also here representing the chaplaincy program. And we appreciate both of you, not only for the work you do, but for being with us. You're radio veterans. You both said you've been on the air. It's just been quite some time in the past, but Billy and Pastor Darrell. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Always a pleasure, and always great to be able to chat with you on the second and fourth Friday of each month about what's happening at Ennis Regional Medical Center right here on 1390 KBEC, where the flea market is coming up next.